Question 1. Why did you decide to become a M1 MIF student? What are your motivations?
Money and holidays, obviously. For real though, I decided to prepare for a teaching career because I love working with kids and helping them improve their skills, just like when I work as an animator. But here, it also allows students to learn how their bodies work and how to push beyond their limits.
Question 2. What is all your favorite sports?
That's a good question. I would say dancing is my favorite sport because of the freedom I feel when I do it. I also really enjoy watching and playing rugby.
Question 3. Do you have any hobby outside sports?
Yeah, I'm the president of the student association in Lyon. I love meeting with the ministry, making those decisions to help people. And on the fun side, I also organize parties and social innovation projects. For example, we bike to the city of Poil to teach kids about ecology.
Question 4. What is the worst thing you have ever eaten?
You won't believe me, but I've already eaten earthworms and insects. To give you some context, it was during a Koh-Lanta steel challenge in a summer camp.
Question 5. If you had to sing one song at karaoke night, which one would it be and why?
It's a hard decision. It depends on my mood. With my girlies, for sure, it's Out and Cold by Katy Perry. It's our song. We just scream it out loud. But if I'm feeling down, I'd go with Creep by Radiohead, my absolute favorite.
Question 6. What would be the worst thing to hear as you are going under anesthesia before her surgery?
Oh, shit.
Question 7. What was the last photo you took?
Oh, I usually keep my camera roll secrets. I don't really want to admit it, but the last picture I took was of me and my boyfriend trying on swimming pool caps and goggles. Our faces looked so funny that I just had to keep it as a memory. I think it's the best laugh I've this month.
Question 8. What celebrity would you like to meet at Starbucks for a cup of coffee?
I'm thinking of MG. He'd be a great person to talk to, and I could even ask him for some dancing tips.
Question 9. Would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak?
The ability to read is important, but losing the ability to speak is even harder, especially since very few people know sign language.
Question 10. What will be your first question after waking up from being cryogenically frozen for 100 years?
Can we eat something, please?
Question 11. What will be some of the most annoying things about having yourself as a roommate?
Not doing the dishes because of the little bits of food stuck in the back of the sink will be the most annoying thing. Ugh.
Question 12. Would you rather vomit rainbows or shit glitters?
Is this a real question? Shit glitters, because I love to put some on my face. I mean, glitters, you know.
Question 13. Would you rather be able to breathe underwater or fly?
Flying, but do I have to make a bird song every time I take off?
Question 14. If you could start a club for something silly, what would your club be about?
It will be a cycling club, but without a seat.
Last question. Question 15. If you could change the ending of any famous movie, which movie would it be? What would your new ending be?
I would change the place where the Titanic goes down so that the water would be warmer and Jack would not die.